Radio.
You're listening to The Sound. Be a part
of the service on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. By being a part of the service, you can call in, get personal prayer for the man, from the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You can give your testimony. You can commune and you can fellowship. Hallelujah. With the people of God. So we invite you out there. If you're out there online, call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be a part. Hallelujah. The service on today. We want to welcome everybody to the Kinetic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastored by the apostle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Elvin A. Curry. And he will be coming forth later on in this program, as he has so many times. Hallelujah. And bringing forth a dynamic. Hallelujah. Amen. Word from the Lord. Praise God. So if you're ready to eat, get your spiritual eat on. Get your spiritual bibs on. Get your napkins. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we are about to be fed the word of God on tonight. Let's go to the throne. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again. Hallelujah. Just for allowing us to come together in your name. Just for allowing us to commune with you in your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Just for allowing us to fellowship with you tonight, Lord. We thank you. We magnify you. We praise you. We lift your name up because you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we want you to know we love you. Lord, we want you to know that we appreciate you for each and everything that you are doing in each and every last one of our lives, Lord. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us tonight from receiving your word. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke any work of the enemy that's trying to keep us from living at your word. Once we get off the line, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for your ever help. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your ever presence. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise your name, and we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. If you're just tuning in out there on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you might be tuning in from, make sure you call in to that number on your screen on tonight. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, amen. You can get a blessing from listening. You can get a blessing from watching. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you call in, hallelujah, amen. You will be blessed even more. Praise God, hallelujah. We're about to open up the throne of grace, hallelujah, with our testimonies and our prayer requests, hallelujah. Before we do, I always like to open up with a scripture. I'm going back to Psalms 100. Praise God, hallelujah. Psalms 100, praise God. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like reading this scripture, amen, because this scripture teaches us the type of attitude we should have when we come, hallelujah, before the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, how are you supposed to act when you go to church? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We supposed to go in the church praising God. We ain't supposed to go in the church looking at other people how they dress and criticizing how they dress. We ain't supposed to go in the church, hallelujah, gossiping about people. We ain't supposed to go in the church, hallelujah, with a different kind of attitude other than what David is telling us. David is telling us when we go in the church, we are supposed to have an attitude of gratitude. We are supposed to sing his praises. We are supposed to bless his name. Hallelujah. And we are supposed to love on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you fast forward, the church is now in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we grew up And they taught us when we grew up how to act when we go to the building. Hallelujah. But the Lord says we are the building. Hallelujah. So this ain't a way I act when I go to a place. Hallelujah. This is the way I'm supposed to always act because I am that place. Hallelujah. Praise God. If the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you, then you should always have an attitude of gratitude. You should always be singing praises unto the Lord. You should always be magnifying and glorifying his name. Why? Because you are the house now. He has not chosen a building. He has not chosen a temple. He has not chosen a synagogue. Hallelujah. He has chosen you to be, hallelujah, amen, the home of his Spirit. He has chosen you to dwell in. You are the holiest of holies. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You are the holiest of holies now. So therefore, this is the way you should always be. You should wake up. What that song say? I woke up this morning and my mind was still on Jesus. Hallelujah. You should go to sleep with your mind on Jesus. You should wake up, hallelujah, with your mind on Jesus. You should wake up praising his name. You should go to sleep praising his name. You should be at work praising his name. You should be in traffic praising his name. You shouldn't be cussing people out. They cut you off, Christian. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You should be joyful. Hallelujah. What you in the rush for? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Lord says that he gave us the spirit of patience. Hallelujah. Quit cussing people out in the parking lot. Hallelujah. Praise God. The spirit of the, I don't want to dwell in no unclean temple. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to dwell in a grateful temple. I want to dwell in a thankful temple. I want to dwell in a clean temple. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to be this way 24/7, 365. Quit clocking out on me. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to preach, praise God. We finna open up the line. But the Lord say, quit clocking out on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be grateful on the line. Don't be grateful at the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be saved over here and riding the fence over there. Hallelujah. If you're going to thank me, if your praise is going to continuously be in your mouth, then that's how you should live your life 24/7, 365. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we come before the throne of grace on tonight, make sure you got that attitude of gratitude in you. Hallelujah. Not just right now. Hallelujah. But continuously. You should be always thanking God. You should be always magnifying God. Maybe you in your situation because you ain't praising enough. But maybe you in your situation because you ain't thanked him enough. Maybe you in your situation because you ain't showed him an attitude of gratitude 24/7, 365. Hallelujah. Don't do it when you in my face. Hallelujah. Do it when you're behind my back, too. You don't want no friends that just praise you when you in your face. And when they behind your back, they ain't talking about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. God say, I want you to treat me the same. Hallelujah. Praise God. Treat me like you want to be treated. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as you come before the throne of grace with your prayers and your testimonies tonight, make sure you got that attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Praise God. The floor is open. If you're out there online, call in. Praise God. The floor is open. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Bless the Lord.
Thank God for being here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank God for you all online. Thank God for God that local. My cousin Brian, his friend, my friend.
What's your friend name?
Hey. Oh, I just thank God for everybody on the line.
Hey, Matt.
Thank God for going to use me some more. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let nobody get me. gonna be who I am.
Of the gospel, of Jesus Christ, but it is the power of God, hallelujah, that saves us and keeps us. And I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you all continue to pray. Let's stay prayed up. Pray for this world, because we live in a crooked world, a wicked world, where people don't love anymore, and they just don't care. It's, you know, it's a lot of things to pray for. Pray for the children. It's not even being taught about God. That messes with me more than anything, because I was a child that knew about God through my parents, and they're not teaching them anymore. You know, and I just pray for them. My heart goes out for these children. And I just pray that we will continue, each and every one will continue to walk upright before God and man. Let man see the Lord in you. And I just thank him. I praise him for what he's doing down here in Arkansas where I'm at. And I just trust God. I have to trust God, because if I went on what I see and what was going on in my life, I wouldn't make it. So pray for Sister Virgie. Pray for my children, Cynthia and Jamara, my household there in Palmdale, California, as I pray for you all as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Sister Virgie. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for your testimony on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm Yolanda. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, throwing me up on a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for taking care of me and all my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord for guiding us and leading us in the right direction. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings throughout the day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank God for you. Amen. I know tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. Hi, everyone. This is Linda.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Don't worry about that. Go ahead, Sister Liz.
Okay, and I want to give the Lord honor and grace and thank him for keeping me another day and for all of his provisions that he provides for me each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for protecting me and my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord for you guys, the prayer line. I just want to thank the Lord for who he is and what he has done in my life and what he's doing in my life and what he will continue to do in my life. I want to thank the Lord that I feel a lot better. The last couple of days I was just sick. So I'm just grateful that, I'm feeling better and I'm still here. And I just want to give honor and grace and thanks to the Lord. And I ask everyone to continue to pray for me and my son and my household as I do for them as well. Oh, yeah, and I want to say happy Father's Day to you guys, to the males that's on the line, in case if we don't connect on Sunday. I'm praying and I'm saying happy Father's Day. I'm hoping and I'm praying and I'm trusting in the Lord that everyone have a safe,
bless
and happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I want to say to that family that was up there.
Amen.
Trying to sit my mind.
Excuse me, Brian, what?
No, that would have forgotten to say my prayer. Have Father's Day, y'all.
Oh, yeah. So, you know.
I don't have any kids, man, you know.
I don't
have any kids, one of them, but. You know, it happens another day for there, huh?
Amen.
We need to all just continue to praise the Lord and thank the Lord and give honor where honor is due, and, you know, try to love one another and help one another. Just, you know, lift them up. But I want to thank you guys for praying for me. Oh, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Linda, on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I love all of
you. Go ahead.
Like I said, once again, I love all the Father.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brother Bob.
Amen. Amen. We got you, Brother Brian. We love you too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Mother. Oh, Brother Bobby, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mother Alberta.
All right. All right, Miss Alberta.
Hey, amen. I thought I heard Miss Alberta.
We did, but she faded out.
No.
Her phone might be messing up on her.
Amen, amen. Amen, we can hear you now, Mother.
Praise God. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank him for giving me the opportunity and the chance to get it right. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. I have a prayer request. I want you all to pray for my son. Pray for the young men and women around the world, and also my a friend of mine, Kyle, and they buried her son last month. He was in the morgue for a whole month, and they didn't know he was in there.
The conference will automatically end in 30 seconds.
Information. And found out who his sister was, and that's how they found out that he was had deceased. So she's on dial, and I'm asking you all to pray for her and pray for her family and pray for me and mine as well.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, amen, we are going to, amen, hear from the man of God with the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard the prayer requests that have gone up tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you help the family of the deceased all tonight. Hallelujah. It's a sad thing when somebody's gone. And you don't know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So bless them to be confident, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch each and every one of them individually. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch everybody on the line on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We come together, Lord, because we love you. We come together because we want to hear your voice. We come together, Lord, because you are the only one that can help us. Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hallelujah. For everything that you are doing. Everything that you are about to do, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We wait in expectation of each and every blessing that you have for your children. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Lord, allow him, Lord, allow the anointing to flow freely on tonight. Allow him to just to be your vessel of honor. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you for your word. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. God is truly worthy to be praised. If you're just out there tuning in, this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. And it's headed up by Apostle Eldon A. Kirby. We are in the middle, hallelujah, of a revival that should have been over. Hallelujah, praise God, but it just won't stop. Hallelujah, praise God. And we thank God that you are able to tune in, that you were able to call in on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. The man of God, amen, is getting ready to come forth. Hallelujah. And break. Hallelujah. Bread with us on tonight. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I am going to introduce the son. Hallelujah. And present the other. The pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, none other than your very own, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, hallelujah, the mic is in your hands. Do what you do with it. Praise God on tonight. Give the Lord a praise, hallelujah, for the man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man of God, you there, man of God? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Let me see what's going on. Maybe it's probably with the phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give us one quick second, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Hallelujah, your blessing, praise God, hallelujah, go get, hallelujah, bless the Lord, is Apostle online, praise God. Amen. You there, Apostle? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let me, praise God. Let me see if I can call him on the back end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let me see if this works. Hallelujah. 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 Let me listen to one more song while I try to get in touch with the pastor. Praise God.
I lift my hands in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. I live my hand in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and
Tonight, praise God. Amen. I believe, I think you got the apostle on the line.
My brother,
there you go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, I was looking for you in the broad daylight with a flashlight, but I found you. There you go. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all are on Facebook and YouTube, call it up on your screen, be a part of this service. I'm about to introduce the man of God. He is about to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from God leading up. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Based out of Long Beach, California. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to introduce the son. Hallelujah. And present the other, the man of God, none other than Apostle Eldon Curry. Go ahead, Apostle. You got the mic. Go ahead and do what you do. Praise God. Get a lot of praise for the man of God. Hallelujah.
Cover.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come on and lift your voices and give God a praise,
hallelujah.
Everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Anyhow, praise. Hallelujah. Anyhow, praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know there ain't nobody mad but the devil? Amen. Amen. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Everybody glad. Amen. All the children of God are glad. Hallelujah. David said, I was glad unto me. Amen. He was glad when they said unto him, let us go into the house of the Lord. I mean, how many know, amen, that God is about giving us gladness. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Psalms 100 is full of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't see how anybody can be sad after reading Psalms 100. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because after Psalms 100, amen, all you can do is glorify God from there. So, hallelujah, come on and give God a praise that is due to his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
We give God praise on tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, it's been hot on the fellowship. Hallelujah. It's been hot in this revival. Glory to God. If you ain't, if you just tuning in, amen, you in for the time of your life, amen. We in straight from the heart of God, amen. And God is speaking in this hour to us, amen. And I'm praising God because the Bible says that my sheep, what, know my voice.
Huh?
And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. I mean, you know that we're in an hour that you got to turn away from strange voices. Come on here.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to know the voice of God is by his spirit. Amen. So we know that because we have the spirit of God, that we know the voice of God. Amen. But the voice of God, the familiarity of the voice of God comes through three things that we have to do daily. Amen. It comes through prayer. So the more I pray, the more I'm able to hear the voice of God. And the voice of God begins to become what? More clearer. Amen. The more I read the word, get into the word of God. Amen. And then I let the word get in me. Then the voice of God become what? More clearer.
Amen. Then as I get into praise, hallelujah, and worship, glory to God, then the voice of God becomes more clearer. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 It's a whole lot of voices out there, beloved. Amen. But how many of you know when you really get the voice of God, amen, you stop looking to hear from other voices. Amen. Why? Because you don't need more voice, but his voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People that are still trying to search for other voices, it's because they don't know, amen, the sound of his voice. Amen. That's why he said it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Amen. And the Bible said, believe not every spirit, but try or prove the spirit to see if it would be of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that God ain't never without a witness? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God always has a witness. Hallelujah. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Because all
hallelujah.
Three have a what?
Hallelujah.
Witness. Come
hallelujah.
On here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says there are three that bear record in the earth, hallelujah, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three bear witness, what? To the word. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. So God
hallelujah.
Is never without a witness. Come on here, somebody. And then he said that we would be witnesses, hallelujah. After the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and after the Holy Ghost has been poured into us, then he said, well, we will be witnesses. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you can say tonight, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Whatever you ask me about God.
Whatever you ask me about God.
I'm a witness.
I'm a witness.
Hallelujah. I'm a witness of his salvation. Amen. I'm a witness of his love. Glory to God. I'm a witness of his power. Glory to God. I'm a witness, amen, that he would never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. I'm a witness that he is a healer. I'm a witness that he is a father to the fatherless. I'm a witness that he is a mother to the motherless. I'm a witness that when you get in trouble, hallelujah, that he will be able to bring you out of whatever trouble you are in. I'm a witness,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That no matter what kind of sin you committed, God has the power to forgive and to heal you. I'm
amen.
A witness
hallelujah.
That when friends walk out, glory to God, he'll become a friend sticking closer than any brother. I'm a witness, hallelujah. If you lose your mind, God will give it back to you. I am a witness, hallelujah, that he can deliver you from death. I am a witness, glory to God. Are there any witnesses in the house tonight? If you're a witness,
amen.
Come on and shout. Hey, give your daddy a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, I don't know what people talk about, you know, God ain't got no witnesses. Well, I don't know about all that because he got some witnesses, hallelujah. There's some witnesses online tonight, glory to God, that can tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, about the saving power of our God. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was talking to God earlier, saints, and God was shooting some things to me, and he said, you know, this whole thing, the warfare that's going on is about power. How many know that everywhere you turn, amen, there's a fight for power?
Amen.
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 But the word say, child of God, that power belongs to God.
Amen.
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 Now, my question is, tonight, If power belongs to God, then why is the devil tripping over power and man tripping over power? Hallelujah. If power belonged to God.
They don't know that.
Because people want to take God's place. Amen. The enemy want to take God's place. Hallelujah. But how many of you know that can't nobody take God's place? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you know what, child of God, tonight, I'm glad that can't nobody take his place. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, because see, ain't nobody like our God. See, can't nobody dethrone God because then nobody put him up there. Come on here, somebody. He was there, amen, all the time. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, yeah. Waiting patiently in line. Amen, nobody took a vote to vote God in. God has always been God ever since this thing started. And so when people realize that you can't come against an all-powerful God who got all power, amen, how you going to take out a God that got all power? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that means that whatever power anybody got, God gave it to him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, the Bible said that he created, amen, the good and the evil. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, this is an awesome thing. I was thinking about the power of the sexes concerning the male and the female, how the enemy got us fighting against each other for power. Who got the most power, the man or the woman? Well, in my evaluation and in prayer and talking to God about it and him giving me a wide view of everything. My judgment is this, according to what God has shown me. Neither one has more power than the other.
Amen.
But each one is powerful in their place. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You about to start something,
preacher. And we need each other. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
For it to be all powerful, we need each other. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because we need the woman. We need our woman. We need our womb. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we talk about, well, you know, I don't need a woman. Yeah, brothers, amen. The main one of us is talking that we don't need one. Y'all need to be the first in line. Yeah, I need one to keep me together because, amen, I go crazy. Amen, when I don't have one, glory to God, I'm chasing after everything that ain't nailed down, and then I'm chasing after everything that's nailed down too because, yeah, I need the right one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, you know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to tell the truth and shame the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And once we really take ownership to the truth, glory to God, then maybe we'll stop fighting each other and say, look, you know, I've been doing some thinking. Amen. And, you know, I'm a man. That's what I do. I think. And, you know, I decided to make God the head of my life because I can't think straight without him. You know, the reason why I've been acting so crazy is because I ain't had my head on. Amen. You know, I know that, you know, that he made me the head and everything. But, you know, I can't lead without him. Amen. So just help me. Pray for me. I need you. Amen. See there's nothing wrong with needing something that God put together to make you complete. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Complete. How many of you have divided out in seven? So, already got
You say not, Apostle. You say not.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
There you go. We got you. We got
you. Yes, I can hear you.
How about now, beloved?
Yes, we can hear. I can hear you. Breaker 19. I can hear you.
Amen. I'm still on the line. Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this whole thing concerning power really begins in the garden. When the woman got first deceived by the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why the word of God called y'all the weaker vessel. Because the enemy come and play on your mind because he understand that if the man head ain't on right, then he got access mentally to the woman. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let me holler at my brother tonight. Brothers, we got to keep our mind on not only for God, but we got to keep our mind on and our head on because we got to be able to guard our queen that God give us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so in the garden, amen, the serpent who the devil got a chance to get access into the body of, because how many of you know that God and the enemy both need the same thing? They need a body.
Amen.
But now I'm going to tell you something, child of God. God has legal rights to our body.
Yes.
Because he paid the price.
Yes.
Amen.
Now the enemy don't have the legal right, but he'll try to talk you into believing that he got the right if we let it. Come on here, somebody. That's why, you know, you got to cut conversations short with him, glory to God, because he'll try to find a way to manipulate you. Come on here, somebody. I like what the old folks said when they would say, don't let the devil drive. Because if you let him drive, amen, amen. Don't let him ride, because if you let him ride, he going to want to drive. Don't let the devil ride. In other words, lock the door and push on the gas, amen, glory to God, because if you let him ride, trust me, if he get in with you, he going to want to drive. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. And that's the truth.
In the garden, amen, after God had given them power and authority, he said, you can eat of every tree but the tree of good and evil. Isn't it funny how God said you can have any tree you want? And they went right to the one that God told them that they couldn't have. This about hallelujah.
That's the way people is. Tell them they can't have something. That's what they want.
God gave them a variety of trees. They're like, you can have all these trees over here. But that one right there, do not mess with that one right there. Now, he knew he couldn't get to the man. So he said, I'm going to get to the thing that I know that you love the most. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to get to your womb. And see, Adam could have stepped in and stopped the conversation, but he didn't. And when she should have put up the stop sign was when he said, did God really say? Don't touch it. Don't eat it. Did God really tell you that? She should have said, yeah, didn't you hear? Hallelujah. But she allowed doubt to get in. That's why we got to keep our head on that enemy foot, hallelujah. That's why Yahshua, I noticed when he was in the wilderness, he didn't have no long, drawn-out conversation with the enemy. He said, it is written, and did went and did what he needed to do, hallelujah.
Amen.
And child of God, that's what we got to do in this hour. Why? Because there is a fight for power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But when we realize, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, I hear you. Yes, Lord, I hear you. There really ain't no fight for power except for on the enemy side. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hear the Holy Ghost of God tonight, child of God. Ain't nobody fighting for power but the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Stay with me, saints. We ain't going to be long tonight, I promise you. Listen, when God got up on the third day, when Yahshua got up, it said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Guess what?
It was so.
When we got saved, guess what he gave us?
Same power.
Everything he had, glory to God. So if he got it, when we got saved, he said, now I delegate the same power that I have to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And all it takes is the spirit of agreement. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Child of God, let me tell you something. When we start agreeing with those who are in power, then that power will be released to us.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven. The Bible says that if any two of you shall agree as touching, it shall be done by my Father which is in heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God. Here come revelation power right here, y'all. Are y'all listening? Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
I didn't bring my glasses, y'all. I'm sorry tonight. Can somebody find me that scripture where it says, if two of you shall agree?
What chapter there is?
Mm-hmm. Cause I wanna go there tonight.
Okay, I got Matthew 18:19. It say,
okay.
And truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
Right there, Elder, right there. Thank you, man of God. Listen, catch this, y'all. Catch this in the spirit. This can bless somebody. Holy Ghost, stop, off. Listen, the Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven, right? According to 1 John 5. Now, all it takes is two. Two witnesses to agree with you. Now, the Father has the Word and the Holy Ghost. That's in heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
All of them agree on the Word and the name and the Spirit. Come on here, somebody. So God says, when you find a promise that applies to you, if you will agree with the Word and the Holy Ghost, I will grant what you asking me to do. Oh, yeah, you got it. So you mean it's all I got to do is agree with the Word and the Holy Ghost and the Father will do the thing. Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Why? Because we are witnesses ourselves. Come on here, somebody. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come what? Upon you, and ye shall witness it unto me. What is the witness that we're going to be saying? That our God has won all I wish somebody would shout right there. Because we've been trying to get everybody else to agree. God said, no, all you need to do is agree with my word and agree with the Holy Ghost and watch me bring my word to pass. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of praise on that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, is anybody happy about that revelation?
Amen.
Tell somebody right quick, say neighbor.
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 You don't need a whole lot of people to agree with you.
Well, I'm not agreeing with you.
All you need is the Word and the Holy Ghost.
The Word and the Holy Ghost.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a scripture also in, this is too good. In Luke 10 and 19. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to his name. Elder, you doing such an awesome job tonight, man of God. Would you mind reading for me again? Glory to God.
What's that scripture again, man of God?
Man of God. Luke 10 and 19, glory to God.
Amen. Luke 10 and 19, praise God. And it reads, give me a second. Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and it reads, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding,
read that again, man. Go.
Behold, I give unto you.
Behold. Behold means, behold. Behold means to look into it a little deeper. When you behold something, you look deep into it. In other words, when that songwriter said, and we shall behold him, that word behold means we shall see him for who he really is. Come on here, somebody. So in this scripture of Luke 10 and 19, the first thing Yahshua says to us is, behold. In other words, look into it a little deeper. Keep on reading, Elder.
Amen. It says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Now, here's the thing. He says, behold, I give unto you power. I give unto you power. power to soak in. Because the power we have is the authority to rule. Oh, yeah. Behold, I give unto you power to tread. That word tread means to walk up on your enemies with victory. Ooh. When you tread on something, you walk on it in victory, which means you have the power and authority over it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God says we shouldn't just be walking on the devil's head. We should be treading on the enemy head. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That word tread means to walk in power. It means to walk in victory. It means when my feet hit the ground, the devil should be feeling the impact of my power. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Keep on reading, Elder. Woo! Glory to God. Tell somebody right quickly, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Put your foot in it. Hallelujah.
Put your foot on it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And watch God manifest that thing. Hallelujah. It's yours already. Why? Because
Amen.
God said that he has what? All power. So if he got all power, that means I got what he got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come
Amen.
On now.
Amen.
We walking, but we ain't treading. Come on here, somebody. When you tread on something, that means you walking in victory. That means every time your feet hit the ground, the enemy know that the power of God is hitting the ground. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What did he tell Joshua? Everywhere the sole of your feet shall trod, what? I will give it to you. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they walking in what? Power. They ain't just walking. They walking in power. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the anointing of God right there. Under the Bokorabase. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
for your power.
Hey, glory to God. Put your foot on it, neighbor. If you want it, put your foot on it. Glory to God. And say, it's mine, Obo Ko Yara Basando. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Keep on reading, Elder.
Amen. So he say, behold, I give unto you power to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And
stop, Elder. Stop, Elder. Hallelujah. Stop, Elder. Hallelujah. He said, I'm giving you power to tread upon what? Serpent. How many know serpents got venom? How many of you know tonight that the serpent got venom? But how many know that the venom can't affect you because what we got? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 What did they say about Paul when he got bit and he shook it off? Did y'all forget what the Lord said? He said, we done shook off the enemy's best shot. He done shot his best shot at us, but we was able to do what? Shake it off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible said, when Paul got through shaking it off, they thought he was what? A God. He was. He was a God. God in him. Glory to God. Came into manifestation. Come on here, son.
Come on now.
reason to let the God in you out. I don't know what y'all waiting on, but y'all need to release that God in y'all. Hallelujah. God is in you, and the power of God is in you. And God says, how can you be defeated if I can't be defeated? Hallelujah. How can you be up under the enemy when I'm not up under the enemy? Glory to God.
Come on, man. You got to
walk in the power that I've given you. Somebody shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You better preach.
He said, we wait on God. God said, now I've given you power. How many know when God give you power, you ain't got to wait on nothing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel like getting my sorrow right now. Hallelujah. We talk about glory. I'm just going to wait on you. God said, what you waiting on me for? I've delegated. I've given you power. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've given you power over the serpent. I've given you power over the scorpion. The scorpion can't sting you. Hallelujah. Why? Because you got power over them. That's why no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Glory to God. Because I've given you power over the weapon. Come on here. Oh, God, help me up in here. Holy Ghost, he's giving you power over the weapon. That's why it can't prosper. Oh, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 And then, beloved, let me blow your mind some more. He didn't just stop there. He said it over all the power of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that means that every demon that would try to act a fool, God said, I've given you power over them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got the power to tell that devil to shut up. You got the power to put the enemy in his place. Somebody give God a shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Whew. I feel the anointing of God, y'all. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, and nothing. I want somebody to look at that word nothing. I broke it down one time, Elder, and the Lord said, break it down, son. Because you like to break things down, break it down. When I broke it down, it said no thing, hallelujah. He said, that's right, no thing, no thing, hallelujah, shall by any means what? Hurt you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would catch that in their Holy Ghost spirit. I tell somebody, say, no thing can mess with me, glory to God, hallelujah.
No thing can mess with me.
Hey, glory to God. Come on, mother. No thing, hallelujah. Why? Because all things belong to God. God says, and he will cause what? Things to be added, glory to God. So things that are added can't work what? Against me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I wish somebody would give God a shout right there, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My God, today, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, that would go against the plan of God, y'all. Remember in Jeremiah? He said, I got plans to prosper you.
Hallelujah.
To give you an inspected in. And then he says, and not to what? Harm you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hey! You caught that, Danielle. The hallelujah. So God is saying, how can you worry about anything harming you when you got power over it? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Y'all, you need to listen right now, y'all, while I'm talking to you. God just dropped in my spirit something. Check out what he just whispered in my ear. He said, that's why Daniel couldn't get ate by the lion because he had power over the lion. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight. Somebody say he couldn't get both in the fire because they had power over the fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you got power, glory to God, no matter where you at, glory to God, that power gives you the authority.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. I feel the Holy Ghost of God working right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Woo, glory to God. Somebody needs to give God praise for power. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
What did God do for David? Saul got jealous of David because he thought he was trying to take his position. He didn't know David already had the position. He was trying to kill him, but he couldn't kill him because David already had the position because David had what? Power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Child of God, let me tell you something. You got power that you don't even know you got. And the enemy trying to keep you in the blind. But God sent me, hallelujah, to release, to unlock in you the power that's going to destroy all the works of the enemy that he's been trying to do in your life. Father, the book of Rabbi said, if you will connect with this word that God has given me, hallelujah, God said all power belong to me. And because all power belong to me, and I'm in you, and you in me, you got the same power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I need you to give me one more.
Amen.
Elder, I need you to get me another word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This word is awesome tonight, ain't it, y'all?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
I need you to go to Matthew 18 since we got all this power. And I feel the power working now. Oh, I feel my helper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And your helper there with you too. Glory to God. Because he's giving you power. Come on here, somebody. Matthew 18, where it talks about the power of binding and loosing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Is that 18 and 19?
19. I'm almost there. And again I say unto you. Again I say unto you. That if two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by the Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Okay, you're talking about the loose. That's, okay, let me go back up one. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever shall loose.
Now, here's the thing. That word bind means to whatever you consider unlawful. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Matthew 18.
Yes, daughter. Yes.
18,
verse 18. Chapter 18, verse 18. Thanks. Yes, daughter. Yeah. That's what we had, daughter. Listen, when he say bind, that word bind means whatever you consider unlawful. Mm-hmm. How many of you know when the police consider something unlawful, they stop it?
Amen.
The Lord said, whatever you consider unlawful and you stop it on earth, I'll stop it in heaven. Hey,
Come on, preacher.
So your authority on earth is affecting what's going on in the heavenly. See, the enemy know this, see? So he don't want you to what? Say nothing. Because if you don't say nothing, then that means that you consider it to be lawful. And God said, no, whatever you consider unlawful and you stop it, I'm going to stop it in heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to bind up every unlawful act of the enemy. Oh, y'all didn't catch that, did y'all?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, he must not be doing no unlawful acts in your vicinity, but I'm finna rebuke him right now. Hallelujah. Say to the Lord, rebuke
hallelujah.
You under the book, code of our Father. Every unlawful act, hallelujah, that you've been trying to do against my family, against my finances, against my children, I'm going to call y'all our Father, Shando, against my body, hallelujah, glory to God. I rebuke you right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, I'm going to call y'all our Father. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So how many know that when I rebuke him here on earth, that heaven got the news? Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
And heaven said they consider that unlawful. So you can't do that to them. Hey! Woo, excuse me, I'm having a moment, y'all. Heaven got the news and told the devil they consider that unlawful. You can't do that to them anymore. Glory to God. So we bind you hand and feet from operating against them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody would get happy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody still there?
Amen.
Notice that the word said whatever. Whatever means whatever you think is unlawful, glory to God. He didn't put no limit there. He said whatever.
Amen.
Whenever you see a whatever, you better take advantage of it.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. Because God leave what is unlawful to us. Oh, y'all ain't catching this revelation God is throwing out there. He said, I'm not going to tell you what to put as unlawful. Whatever you feel is unlawful, you just begin to rebuke it here, and I rebuke it up there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Child of God, you need to start rebuking some stuff. I just hear in my spirit, I just hear the Lord saying, tell them to start putting their foot down on the enemy and letting them know what is unlawful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever you feel is unlawful right now, you begin to call that and watch God move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Let the enemy know that's unlawful, devil.
Amen.
You can't do that here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, child of God. I wish you could see what I see right now. Hallelujah. God is saying if they only knew, they would be rebuking every demonic, every unclean spirit, every spirit of witchcraft, divination, hallelujah. Every perverted, hallelujah. Anything that's unlawful.
Hallelujah.
Sickness is unlawful. Poverty is unlawful. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, whatever we loose on earth. So if I'm going to bind what is unlawful, then I'm going to loose what is lawful. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I'm going to bind poverty and want and need and lack, then I got to lose prosperity, wealth, and riches. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all got to know how to be the law dog tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you got to put your law dog hat on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I got to put my Bible hat on tonight.
Yeah, glory to God. We stopping stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we got
Hallelujah.
The power. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is when you can name it and claim it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Then you can call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You need to call some things into existence. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, I'm on one tonight, y'all. The Holy Ghost got me on one tonight. You need to call your wealth into existence. You need to call your healing into existence. Hallelujah. You need to call about Sunday, Sunday, everything that's been held up to be released into your custody. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo! Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, call it. Call it, neighbor. You can call it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Call it, neighbor.
Call
it, neighbor. Call it.
You got the power to call it, neighbor. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You got the power to call it, neighbor.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Now, I promise you, I'm going to end it with this one, y'all. We'll end it with this one tonight. Let's go to 2 Peter 1 and 3.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
What happened?
Oh, it says 2 Peter 2 and 3?
1 and 3.
Oh, 1 and 3. Oh. Ouch.
Mm. I'm going to need you one more time tonight. Glory to God. You ready to read one more for me?
Yeah, I got the pastor. I got you. Okay. You say 2 Peter? Okay, 2 Peter 1 and 3. According to his divine power has given unto us.
Stop. Wait. According to his divine power.
Yes.
Now, when you see that word divine, I want you to put Holy Ghost. Or you could put heavenly power. I like that heavenly power best. Put heavenly power where it says divine. Heavenly. Are we still rocking tonight?
Amen. According to his heavenly power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life, godliness, through the knowledge of him that he has called us to glory and virtue.
Now, how can you not shout on that?
Ha, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, we're talking about, Lord, give us more power. God says, how much more power you want me to give you? I done gave you all. Glory to God.
Come on, people.
You ain't using the power I've already given you. Come on, just somebody.
Yes, indeed.
We got to use this power, neighbor.
Yes, Lord.
Because how many, you know, like the old folks said, if you don't use it, you will lose it. I ain't trying to lose this here, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to use it. So I won't lose it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So he has given us divine power. Now, listen at what I'm going to read you a couple of versions tonight. The New International Version says, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness.
Amen.
Did y'all catch that tonight?
Yes.
Then the New Living Translation says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Hallelujah. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of the marvelous glory and excellence. Somebody give God a shout.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The English Standard Version says, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to what? Life and godliness.
Amen.
So, neighbor, we ain't got no excuse for why we can't live holy. Come on here, somebody.
Neighbor, we ain't got no excuse why we can't live holy.
We're telling God, oh, Lord, it's too hard. No, it's too hard because you're trying to do it in your own power. God says, but if you do it in my power, it become easy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
His divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life of God and is through the knowledge of him who has called us to his own glory and excellence. Amen.
Let
me read Study Bible says his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. How many know, neighbor, that that's an awesome power?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Come on and give God praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise God tonight.
Praise God.
Somebody praise him for his divine power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
He has given us all things. Hallelujah.
All
things. All things.
How many of you know that there's nothing on the other side of all? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all caught that, what the Lord just had me to say to you just now. How many of you know that there's nothing on the other side of all? Why? Because everything belongs to all. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen. We should be worrying about what the devil doing. We should be thanking God for what he's doing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Father God. No, it was your blood.
Yes, Lord. Neighbor, you got to understand, neighbor, that you got the power to change your situation.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But I'm picking up in the Holy Ghost that some of us are still waiting on God. But God said, don't wait on me. He said, you got the keys to the kingdom. Hey, Shabo, Ko, Yadaba, Sunday. How many? Oh, God, Daman, Dio, Seche, Tarabo, Ko, Yadaba, Sunday. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah. How many of you know when you got keys to get into a place, you ain't got to wait on nobody to let you in?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
You mean to tell me you got keys to get in your place and you waiting on somebody to let you in?
I'm wrong with that program.
I'm going to let that marinate. I'm going to let you marinate on there for a minute. God is saying you got the keys. I've given you the keys to the kingdom. And you still waiting on me to let you in? Beloved, you ain't catching what God is saying. God is saying, if I'm giving you keys, use your keys to get in.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yeah.
That's why God ain't answering some of you. He said, I'm waiting on it to hit you like a ton of bricks, but you got the keys. You ain't using what I've given you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Help, Lord. Help, Jesus.
And we mad at God. Tell me, why you ain't opened the door yet, God? God said, because you got keys. God, hallelujah. That's why I'm going to open the door, because I gave you keys, so you can open it anytime you want. Hallelujah to his name. Glory to God.
You must not want to get in.
Tell your neighbor, that neighbor, you use your keys to get in. You got keys. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why he said, neighbor, ask and you shall receive. That's why he said, seek and you shall find. That's why he said, knock and the door will be open. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Can anybody feel the anointing of God right now? Glory to God. You should be praising God, thanking God, using your keys right now. Glory to God. Saying, Lord, thank you for keys. Glory to God. Because God only gives us keys when we live in a place. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
See, they give you keys when you live in a place. If you don't live, that is. They ain't gonna give me no keys. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Tell your neighbor right quickly, and we're gonna close it on this one. Say, neighbor, I got keys to my Father's house. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, I got keys to my Father's house.
Come on and give God praise if you got keys.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
Glory to God. How many of you caught that tonight, what the Lord said?
I did. Whoa. Amen. Amen.
Don't you just love our daddy? Hallelujah. Don't you just love him? You got to love him. Hallelujah. He the best daddy in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Not only have you given us power, but he said, I'm going to give you keys to the kingdom. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And we're still walking around acting like we service. God said, no, you sons and daughters. I give my sons and daughter keys. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Lord. Thank you. Yeah, talk to your daddy right now. Hallelujah. Talk to our daddy right now. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being so wonderful, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory be to God. Watching over us, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, I thank God for keys, glory to God. He said, I give you keys to the kingdom. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, glory to God. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing and no thing by any means shall hurt you or harm you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look how awesome our God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
While the anointing of God is flowing, come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah for that word. Hallelujah. Praise God on the night. We have the power. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got the key. Hallelujah. Amen. We just got to use that power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we got to be ready. We got the power and we got to be ready for the fight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to know, amen, you're going to win. Because you got the power, praise God. What did he tell Jeremiah? He said, they gonna fight you. Praise God, hallelujah. But don't worry about it because you gonna win. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
We're gonna be preaching this the type of word that the apostle preaches, people gonna fight against it. Hallelujah, praise God. But don't worry about it. Hallelujah, amen, because we going to win. Hallelujah, why? Because the word is on our side. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. When the word is on your side, hallelujah, you have the power. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, hallelujah, because they ain't got the word on their side. And with the power, Lord, have mercy. Praise God, hallelujah.
Mm.
We got the power. We got the power to take what rightfully belongs to us. My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So, you know what? I always say this. Every time you see somebody that we call witch, hallelujah, you see they got a lot of what we call stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to be looking and saying, I wonder which one of us, hallelujah, is that stuff going to? Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give you houses
hallelujah.
You didn't build. Hallelujah. Vineyards you didn't grow. When you drive by a big fancy house, you need to wonder, I wonder which one of us going to be living in that house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord say, why are you trying to build something from the ground up? When I said I give you houses that's already built. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Lord, have mercy. Why are you wasting money that don't need to be wasted? Lord, have mercy. Praise God. He said the problem is, Lord, do you want me to say it? I don't want to say it. He said the problem with some of us, We don't want to drive a used car. Hallelujah. It's 2021. What I look like driving a 2019. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want mine fresh off the Lord have mercy. I want my house from the ground up. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. He said, I can't bless you because you don't want the blessing I'm trying to give you. Hallelujah, praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. He said, you can't, the woman I tried to give you was too fat. The man I tried to give you was too short. Hallelujah. The car I tried to give you was too old. It wasn't the right car. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. All this power I'm trying to give you, and you keep turning the power away. Hallelujah, because it don't come the way you want.
Wow, Lord, I'm going to leave it alone, Jesus. Stop, Lord, stop.
Hallelujah. You got to beg the Lord to stop sometimes. Lord, stop. Hallelujah. I don't want to say that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
But he does that power, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise God. We got the key. Hallelujah. But you want a push start. So I get, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah today. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Remember when the disciples, but you remember when the disciples was gathered around Jesus and Jesus started talking about forgiveness and they was quiet. If you look at it, it's in Luke. And you don't see nothing but red writing for about two or three pages. Hallelujah. They was quiet, just listening. Then Jesus said something and all of a sudden some black writing popped on my paper. He said, you got to forgive somebody 70 times, 7 times a day. Hallelujah. And they stopped everything and said, Lord, we need you to increase our faith. He said, he turned around and told them, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, hallelujah. You know how big a mustard seed is? Hallelujah, praise God. You asking me to increase something, hallelujah. But if you just had a little bit of, Lord, in other words, you must don't have, Lord have mercy. You don't realize that you already have what you asking me for. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. We already got the power. We already got the faith. The power is in our mouth. It's plain and clear on this paper. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you will eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if we believe that, we got to start walking by it. We got to start living by it. Like the man of God said, you got to start walking like you got the power. You ever seen Clyde Mayweather with his little short behind? Hallelujah. You ever seen him walk on TV?
Yeah.
Praise God. He walked with his chest out, shoulders up, hallelujah. And he's short, hallelujah. If I didn't know he was Floyd Mayweather, I would think I could beat him up. But he knows something I don't know because I'm bigger than him. And
I might be
stronger than him, hallelujah. He got power that I don't know he has. And he walk around knowing he got his power. Hallelujah, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, it don't matter how we look on the outside. It matters the God. That's why God started this out with the God in me, because it's the God in me. It's the God that's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Greater is he who is in my God, hallelujah, than me. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. We got the power. Y'all remember that song, I Got the Power? Oh, y'all don't. I know y'all don't listen to that. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got the power.
Come on, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
I got the power.
Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for the word.
I got the power.
We thank you for the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. My God.
Hey,
Lord, we thank you for the message.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord, we ask that you just prosper the man of God. Prosper him in the power that he already has. Hallelujah, Lord. Magnify his power to the people. Hallelujah, praise God. Let him be like a light on the hill. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Prosper him both mind, body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. And financially, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised on tonight because we have the power. Oh, my God. When the man of God was talking about binding, hallelujah, amen, I thought about when I was a manager. When I was a manager at a restaurant, it's a book we have called the Code of Conduct Book. If you violated something in that book, I had the right to write you up. And no matter how you felt about it, you could go to the person above me. You could go all the way to the court. Hallelujah. What I wrote on that paper is going to stand against you. Hallelujah. When we bind demons in the earth, it's the same thing as writing somebody, no matter how high up that enemy try to go, to try to overturn what you have found. Hallelujah. By the time they get to heaven and say, God, I want to overturn this, you say it's too late. As soon as they bound it down, there, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. As soon as they bound it down there, I bounded it up here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. I got to have mercy. I got to calm down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On my Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Let me open up the flow. Hallelujah. Amen. Does anybody have any testimonies, comments on tonight? Hallelujah. Prayer request. Father, Spirit of God is flowing. You need to get it on that. Hallelujah. Praise God. The line is open. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. Any questions? Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody just called in. Hallelujah. Any comments, questions, prayer requests? Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
I'm asking prayer for myself, my family, and Dede, asking for prayer, and Lacey, my brother, he in the hospital here in St. Francis in California, so I'm asking prayer for him.
Amen.
Hey, man. Amen. Man of God, would you take us to the throne in prayer, praise God? Hallelujah. Amen.
Now I got something to say.
Roku Rabba, Sandana Roku, Yarabasi. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
That as we lift up our brother, Lord, God, you got all power. And we thank you, that your word says that by your stripes we are healed. So, Father, we ask you right now that you would release and loose that power to where he is right now. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy. Say to the Lord, rebuke you, and the blood stands against you. We decree and declare that is unlawful what you are doing. And so, Father, we thank you that because we bind it here, it is bound there, and we loose right now, your healing anointing right now to where he is and to heal his body now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach.
Yes, Lord.
And we will give your name, Lord, all the glory and the praise. For all the glory and praise belongs to you. And we thank you, Lord, for the power to do this. And we give you praise right now.
In the name of
and glory, God. And edification, God. We thank you right now. In your mighty name. Somebody give God a praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Give him a miracle, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And let him know, Father, that all power still belongs to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, yes.
And to you alone. We thank you, O God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe Mother had a comment. Amen. Go ahead, Mother. Hallelujah.
I enjoyed the word tonight.
Yes, God. Bless you, Mother.
I just let you know that God let us see all the stuff that's going on in the world. That's something that you would say, you know, God give you houses you never built and all these things like this here. And I was just cracking a joke with somebody when they was riding with me from out of town back home. We passed by this big old plantation house. And I was telling the white guy that was in the back seat and my sister that was in the front seat, I was saying, you know something? God got a couple of those for me right like that. Just like that. Just like that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know that girl probably didn't take her medicine and they talking like that. And he busts out and started laughing. He said, why not? Why she can't have it?
Come on now.
So that means that God goes to any extent to give us what we need. Then in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 3, divine. When I looked at that, it just gave me cold chills because what is my company name? Divine. Divine. Tell me if that ain't deep. Or y'all haven't caught it yet.
Wow.
2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 3. What do it have in there? Divine power. What's the name of it?
Yeah.
Divine.
Divine. Heavenly.
That still let me know I got God's power.
Hey, Shaboku Dada Basando.
Think about it. Just think about it, you know? God gives you little bits and pieces everywhere. And if you want it, God always said, put your foot on it. Walk around it. Climb it. I never forget. I first came into the Lord in 1980. This was so funny. I was working at the hospital. I had a little yellow bird. It was a little yellow car that somebody gave me. A yellow doctor. And I never forget that as long as I live. I had to pray the car over the bridge, pray the car back home. That's just how bad it was. So wind up, I said, well, if I go in a car lot and start looking for a car, probably I know how much money I need to put down. One of my friends called me at the time. We had beepers then. She beat me. So I ran across the street to the payphone to call her to see what's going on. I said, girl, I'm going. Look for me a car. She said, where you going there? I said, I'm going to the beer place. She said, how in the world you going to go to the beer place if you don't even have $3? I said, but the man I served said he got it all. Looking for a car. This man really think I got money. Telling me how much this other car was going to be and wind up, here come an old couple drive in. The trade in their car that had low mileage on it, and something told me, that's your car. I kept laughing to myself because, you know, it's like somebody talking to you and you're trying to see where it's coming from. Have you ever had that experience? I had that.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept saying, that's your car. And I was walking around that car, touching that car in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I claim this car in the name of Jesus. I will have the money to pay for this car. This car will not go nowhere until I get my money to buy this car. Lord, I thank you for my cup. Every time I would go driving to work in that little yellow Dodge, thanking the Lord for my car to be parking. One up, I hadn't called the people back because I didn't get the money yet. The people called me and said, Miss, when are you coming to get your car that you say that's your car? When are you coming to get that car? I said, oh, I'm coming. I just can't come right now, but I'm coming. I'm running into little problems right now. I can't get off to come, but I'm coming to get my car. I was trying to hold them off asking me because I didn't have the money yet, waiting for the money to come. Do you know when the time I went for that car, the Lord had to knock that car off $5,000 cheaper than what it was?
Wow.
You know, when I went there, I was doing a foot dance on the parking lot. That's why I said, when he said about an old car, oh, you want the new one off the parking lot. But that one that I had, it was looked like it was off the parking lot. It was off the room show thing. It had everything that I would want in there, everything. Power window, power brake, power everything. And look, the people didn't even use their car. It's still in the garage. So that's why I tell people, when God show up, he shows out. So just letting you know that who reports you gonna believe? When God said divine with power, that means that you got his power. You can't ask for nothing no more than at his power. He said we're supposed to be able to get whatever we want if it's lined up with the word of God. Whatever. I went places like I was a queen and didn't have no money. You know how Queen of England is, have somebody to welcome them in? That's the way it has been with me in my life. And I tell you, to get hit hard, I get hit hard. When it's time to get hit, I get hit hard. But God, when God bless you, you know it's God blessing. And I tell you, the person that rode with us today to go look at my parents' property to check it out for their stores, that man was a multi-time millionaire, a carpet lawyer. Ain't no little toy boy. He was a big boy, you know, riding in the back seat of my little Honda. You know, I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. But all I need is totally hadn't been manifested yet, but I tell you one thing. God got it waiting on me. I just got to be able to be strong and diligently to walk through that door with power. I ain't been saying, honey, I'm home for nothing. God been my husband for a long time. God to share his children. To give his children the best. When I know when my Lord took care of my son, had three tumors, tumor in the brain and two in both of his chest, on both of them, and he took care of him, where he could have been nutty as a fruitcake. But God's power, divine power, Jesus' power. Let me tell what I wanted to share with y'all. Y'all prayed with me for my little niece that had blood clogs in the lungs, huh? You're rushing from one hospital to the next, huh? Let me tell y'all what God did yesterday. She wound up, they moved her on Wednesday to the big hospital. Because she had blood clogs in the lungs. They even give her a copy of it where she can see it. They took all these tests. Oh, Jesus. Ain't find their blood clogs. They've been looking for the five blood clogs that they saw. Ain't find their one.
Hello.
And the technician asked, huh, what did you do since you came from the West Bank hospital to the East Bank? What did you do different? Because I ain't did nothing. My auntie, my mom, and everybody been praying for me. And I made peace with God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, if you need me, I'll go. Thank That girl ain't got no blood clots. She got up this morning and went to work. You hear me?
Hallelujah.
She said when she walked in at the carriage station, she going to be dancing because she's the police. She said, I'm going to be dancing. They don't want to know. I said she was so sick those other days. She said, yeah, I was sick and God healed me. I was bonded and he set me free. So I'm just letting y'all know. It's there. But what faith is going to believe? I'm trying to get my parents and the money, and I don't have money for myself right now. God knows I don't have no money. But you know something? The word of God said that he owns a cattle on thousands of hills. And he said you don't need money. You just need to be connected with ones who got it. You hear me?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, Corey, it's coming. You know, my tide is late, but it's coming.
Come on now.
It's coming. Hey, go. I'd rather feed those people and don't have something for me to eat my own self. And people say, oh, that's a lie. If they only know.
Thank
Every time
you.
I say, Lord, I'm not going back no more. I ain't got no money. I can't be doing that. Looking for people to give me stuff to feed these people, and I need help myself. And the Lord always sends somebody.
Come on now.
Always sends somebody. And every time Pastor Corey opened his mouth and tell us, not just me, tell us that things that's going on will come to pass. Look what he told Sister Virgin. And it's happening.
Hey!
It's happening. But she was not just in Arkansas for that house. She was in there for a situation that God had to deal with and used her to help find the solution. So I'm saying to everybody on the phone, don't give up. Don't give up. We get knocked down, but we're not totally knocked out. Sometimes it's a delay, it's a blessing. Sometimes God protect us for all the stuff on the highway. You hear me? And when my son and him had got locked up one time, I would cry, and the Lord told me, I saved his life, and you still crying? So I had to repent and say, Father, I'm sorry. So you know, when you ask God to do something on any extent, and then he do it, and then you start saying, oh, why he did that? God don't like that. That's like a slap in the face. So that's all I have to say. And I
Amen.
Give praise and honor to God because his light still shines. You know, and he said we'll look like we have when we don't have nothing. You know, people look at me and think I have it all going on if they only know. If Jesus take his covering from me, I'll fall like any other person.
Come on, man.
My body hurt like everybody else's body hurt. I have headaches like everybody else had headaches. 2 o'clock this morning, I woke up that I was going to have to go to the hospital. Acid was coming through my nose and my mouth at the same time, choking to death. My acid reflex came up. I hadn't had that in 7 years. Came up through my nose, tried to kill me in my bed at 2 o'clock this morning. Tell me what God was. But God was getting me ready for a blessing today. I never knew that man wanted to ride with me to see what I was going through. Roving me and my sister out there. And I said, you need to tell me you want to ride all the way out there with me? He said, yeah. Then something told me to go with you. I need to go with you. So that's why I said you never know what God has in store. But I'm saying to everybody, please don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. You know, we crack jokes and laugh and do everything, but God is real. The river is high as it want to be. If you misstep, you falling totally in there. And it's raining, you know. So when it rained, I said, Lord, are you crying or are you happy? And nothing can wash away our sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I'm using the rain as the blood. Lord, if that's the blood washing us. So I love y'all.
Love you too.
Amen. Love you too. Love you too.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony like that. Hallelujah. Amen. That's that power. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Many people ain't got that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Divine power. Yeah, they got it. But what it is, they're too scared to use it. Walk out in faith. I tell you, when I was in the world, I did stuff boldly. Why I can't do it boldly for the Lord? You know?
Come on now.
And had a dance that I couldn't learn. I did it. That's what I'm saying. They got a prayer. I can learn it, you know? We just got to flip the script. What you want to do?
Exactly. People talk about that. They say
that
I can't find no gospel
music. But the thing about just like last night with the gays and the lesbians, Lord know my heart, the devil was mad because I told y'all how I feel about those kind of people. One day they won't be Jerry Dean and the next day they won't be Joe. There ain't going to be none of them in my eyesight. You know? And everybody say, oh, your symbol is the gay symbol. I say, ha, 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 you lie. Jesus symbol. Jesus made everything. Get behind me, Satan.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Mother. Praise God. We thank God, hallelujah, for the energy that you bring. Amen. When you testify on the goodness of the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
What's God doing? I ain't scared to tell people. I'll hold a police up and tell them. I don't care.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way to be. Praise God.
One thing about it, just like I tell them, I live on the corner. They never saw me tricking a day in my life. And it ain't no trick-or-treat over here. You know? One thing about it, God is, when God say he'll do something, I have never asked God for something he never give me. Sometimes I have to cry and say, thank you, Jesus, you delay it, because the time I ask for it, I wasn't worthy to receive it. But, you know, God gives his children, and he give us the best. And, you know, he said when the enemy steal from you, he will give it back to you sevenfold plus. Huh? He really do that. If you pay attention. He do it.
Amen, Mother. Amen. We thank God for your testimony on tonight. Amen. Does anybody else have a testimony on tonight or a comment? Amen.
Amen. A lot of things in our lives. Lord, I'm doing good things. Have a moment of prayer.
You can just do all that you have planned ahead. That's the time
I can't hear you, Bobby. You got to talk loud, baby.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Half cross country from you. You got to let me be able to hear what you're saying.
All right, one something in your shop, boy. Open your dog on mine. Speak loud. You know you can talk. You're 45 years old. You don't know, boy, speak up.
I just thank God for you all, fathers, mothers.
All right, now. Come on, brother. Talk loud. I hear you.
Jesus, my father.
All right, now.
My dad is watching down on me and my mother and my grandmama. So, thank God for you all, fathers. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have anyone else on tonight? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah for the word that went forth on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. And, of course, y'all know how we do it. We're going to be back tomorrow night, praise God, hallelujah, bringing with another word from the Lord, praise God, hallelujah. So we just thank God for everything that has transpired on tonight, hallelujah, amen. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, hallelujah, apostle, praise God, it's back in your hands, praise God. You go ahead and do what you do with the benediction. Hey, man, you there, Pop?
Phone on mute.
Hey, man, we can't hear you, Apostle, if you can hear us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know. These phone lines are kind of crazy, praise God. That ain't nothing but the enemy. Hallelujah, amen. Trying to do that to these phone lines.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But the devil is a lie. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Well, we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, praise God. We want to remind everybody, if you ain't got your CD, get your CD. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And hallelujah, amen. If a man of God, amen, can't get his phone back right, praise God. I'll go ahead and pray us out. Hallelujah on tonight, praise God. We're going to be back tomorrow, praise God, with another word from the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God for all of y'all that have called
amen.
In. We already off the air. Hallelujah, amen. So we thank God for all of y'all that called in on tonight. Hallelujah, y'all calling every night. We thank God for y'all faithfulness to the Lord, y'all faithfulness to the man of God, y'all faithfulness to the ministry. We thank God for all of y'all on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. And we will be back on tomorrow night. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to hear your word on tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we got the knowledge, and now, Lord, we have the power. Hallelujah, praise God. And with this power, Lord, give us the ability to use this power. Give us the courage, hallelujah, to walk out on faith. Hallelujah, Lord, that we have the power to speak those things that are not as if they were. That death and life is in the power of the tongue. As long as we speak the right truth, hallelujah, we're going to have some good evening, Lord. And we thank you all tonight. Thank you for the man of God that brought your word. Hallelujah. And we will continue to praise, bless, and magnify your name. For you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On behalf of the apostle, we love y'all, and y'all have a blessed night. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night,
everybody. Amen.
Good night.
Jackson, I want to tell him. I know he's a burden down. I know he's a heavy load share. Good God, bridge over water. Oh, Lord,
We're going to slow it down a little bit with this one right here.
Truth is I'm tired. I'm tired of you. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what left to do. Take me to the King. I don't have much. My heart torn in pieces, it's my offering. Lay me at the throne, leave me there alone, to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Take me to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. Take me to the King. Hallelujah.